Now he declares the secrets. He says, and this is a very important statement, before coming to the most famous sentence, this particular statement is very important. Ajaha api san avyaya atma bhutanam ishvaraha api san prakritim swam adhishthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. He says, I am ajaha, I am unborn. Aham avyayatma, I am imperishable. Bhutanam ishvaraha api, I am also the ishvara of all the bhutas. Sarabhutanam, of all the creatures. In spite of all this, prakritim swam adhishthaya, I have my own prakriti. Swam prakritim, not the ordinary prakriti of three gunas, but beyond these three gunas there is a higher prakriti. Prakritim swam adhishthaya. Adhishtha is one of the most important words in the Bhagavad Gita in this context. Adhishthata is the one who dwells and yet presides. Dwells inside and presides, that is called Adhishthata. When you are a ruler of a kingdom, you dwell in the kingdom and yet you overpower the kingdom, you supervise it. This is the meaning of the word Adhishtha. Adhishthata or Adhishthatri. The feminine is Adhishthatri, the masculine is Adhishthata. So whenever somebody is given the designation of Adhishthata or Adhishthatri, it means that you dwell in a kingdom or in a household or wherever you are. You dwell in the field and yet you supervise that field. You are not under the control of the field. You are not controlled by the field, but you control the field. So, prakritim swam adhishthaya. I dwell, I come to dwell in my prakriti, but adhishtha, I remain the powerful master of that prakriti, of my own prakriti. I do not get clouded, I do not get possessed. I possess that prakriti. This is something different from what happens to us, the individuals. Later on, Sri Krishna will tell us as far how all the creatures, all of us, happen to be where we are. There the word uses avashtaya. That is to say, we enter into the prakriti, but then we become overpowered. It is, the word is ava. Here the word is adhishthaya. That is avashtaya. That is, here it is adhishthaya. So, all the other creatures, when they are born, they become overpowered by the prakriti. But in the case of this particular birth, the divine is not overpowered by the prakriti, but adhishthaya. He remains overpowered. He remains the possessor and overpowers his prakriti. Therefore, he is not clouded. He doesn't become subject to anything. Even while entering into even the lower prakriti afterwards, when it assumes the body, life and mind of human consciousness, even then it does not get overpowered. This supreme consciousness remains intact. Now this is one of the most important statements in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakritim swam adhishthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. By my own maya, which is the higher prakriti, with that power I sambhavami, I become. Although I remain unborn, and yet I assume, I take birth. Sambhavami, I become, and I come into this birth. We shall come back to this verse again afterwards, because there is so much to be said about this. And without this, we will not be able to understand a very important element of the Bhagavad Gita itself. It is after this that now Shri Krishna gives us the conditions when he comes into this human body. And the purpose for which he comes, and the declaration that I myself, that is the Supreme Lord himself, enters into the human body. And then he concludes, in a sense concludes, although it is still longer, but in the next verse, that is 4.9, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma na eti mam eti saha arjuna. This is divyam janma karma, divya janma and divya karma. In other words, in these verses has already declared the secret of the divine birth and divine action. In karma yoga, while you are doing work for the divine, there is a certain kind of action that you can do. But when you attain to a condition where divine himself acts, then what kind of action he does? What is the nature of divine work? How do you recognize the divine work? Shri Krishna says, I already now explained to you, although in 2 words or 5 words, only in 1 verse, the conditions of his birth and purpose of his birth. And purpose tells you the divine work. Why? What is the divine work for which the divine comes and assumes this human body? So he says, janma karma cha me divyam. Whoever, yaha vetti tattvataha, whoever understands tattvataha, fundamentally, basically, in principle, truthfully, in its essence, essentially. Yaha vetti tattvataha, whoever understands this divya janma and divya karma, the divine birth and the divine action, he gets freed from the cycle of birth and death. Mam eti saha Arjuna, and he comes to me. Now we shall come back again to this verse after reading further.